Oasis is one big multiple award contract, and it continues to grow. Defense leads the pack, with the Air Force accounting for half of the obligations. Homeland Security's committed to GSA's Oasis vehicle as well. Brian Friel is government contracts analyst at Bloomberg Government, my first guest on Industry Chatter today, and writing about this contract along with his colleague Duncan Amos. Brian, it's great to talk to you again. Thanks for coming back on the program. 10 agencies using Oasis now. What does that mean? What is important about the fact that so many agencies are buying through this contract? Thanks for coming on today.
Well, thanks for having me, Francis. Yeah, this is the first multiple award contract outside of the GSA schedules where you see a lot of agencies pooling their buying in this knowledge-based services, professional services space, which includes engineers, program managers, management consulting. And it really shows that this Oasis contract is likely to be the most important contract vehicle for these kinds of services over the next decade.
In the analysis that you and Duncan put together of the Oasis contract and the deals that have gone through it so far, you write 42% of obligations are on fixed price orders, which is higher than expected. Why is that higher than expected? Why did people figure that there wouldn't be that much business done in fixed price?
Well, the other main way that agencies buy is cost plus, where the government reimburses companies for their costs and then pays them a fee on top of it. And that's the primary means of obligations in the Defense Department for these kinds of services. GSA created the vehicle as a way to capture that cost plus work, which is billions and billions of dollars that GSA couldn't cover before, because the GSA schedules only allow for fixed price orders, not for cost plus. So it's striking that instead of some of this work going to the GSA schedules, it's going to Oasis. And I think a big reason is that that some of the agencies, including the Air Force, have negotiated reduced fees for use of the Oasis contract, as low as 0.1% for the Air Force, whereas they have to pay 0.75% of the value of the order as a fee when they use the schedules. And so that may actually drive some work, especially fixed price work, that may have gone to the schedules to the Oasis contract.
Well, and I wonder what that might mean, not just for other GSA vehicles, but what that means for some other contracts across government. I know that they're not direct competitors, but when a fee schedule is available one place, it strikes me that customers are going to expect, or at least hope, that some similar schedule is going to be a pricing schedule, fee schedule, is going to be available someplace else. And if they don't find it, they'll go where the fees are lower.
Yeah, and you know, an alternative is that agencies could create their own contract vehicles, and we've seen an explosion over the past decade of contract vehicles for this kind of work. You know, several hundred of them exist across the Defense Department alone, but there are costs to setting up those contracts, the personnel that are required to do the evaluations, the protest periods can really drag out the source selection. And so there's something to be said for agencies saying, you know, instead of doing all of that work and incurring all those costs, pay a nominal fee to GSA to use a vehicle that already exists.
And of course, the Office of Federal Procurement Policy has pushed that idea as well. Brian Friel, Bloomberg Government's my guest, writing about the Oasis contract along with his colleague Duncan Amos. And the analysis is top-notch, as always, Brian. You have a list of the 15 top prime contractors by task order potential value here. And what struck me about this list is I'm certainly no expert like you are, but I only recognized one or two of the companies on this top 15 list. Should we be surprised by the fact that there are a lot of companies with the potential to win business on Oasis that aren't the, I'm using air quotes, the big boys?
Well, you know, Oasis has two components. One is it has all the big boys on it, and the other has small businesses. And so far, 73% of the task orders by total potential value have been awarded to small businesses on the small business version of the contract. That's a really huge percentage when you consider a similar contract for IT services, Alliant. Only about a quarter of the work goes to the small businesses. So you've flipped the proportion that goes to to small businesses. And so you have companies like Colsa and Canberra and Sumeria. These are all companies that have done a lot of work with the Air Force, which is the biggest buyer on the contract. And the Air Force is clearly using this contract to help it meet its small business goals. And I think we'll see other agencies turn to the small business portion of the contract to help them meet their goals in the future.
On page 6 of this analysis that we have linked at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, you title that OASIS contractors can already start chasing recompetes, which seems, I mean, if business strategy dictates that that's something that they should be doing, then of course it's something they should be doing. But it seems awfully early on in the process to be doing so, Brian.
Well, remember, so OASIS is the big contract vehicle, but the real action is at the task order level. That's where agencies actually spend their money. And to date, there have been 126 orders placed. And even since we published our study, the total value has risen to $2.3 billion. And so there's so much money on the table already that it's prudent for companies to look at the existing the task orders that have already been awarded and start thinking about the recompetes. How do they position themselves to win the work the next time the order comes around in 2-3 years? And so it's really a smart move for companies not just to wait for work to pop up in the first place, but to start thinking ahead for when the work comes up again.
You make some really interesting points about competition on page 8 of this analysis. You and Duncan write, to date, awarded OASIS unrestricted task orders have a potential value of $320 million compared to $867 million on OASIS small business. However, small business task orders are seeing significantly more competition, with an average of 4 bidders per task order compared with just 1.6 bidders per task order on OASIS unrestricted. What do you think that means, Brian?
Well, it follows a pattern we see where when there's a small business set-aside contract, the competition tends to be more intense. But what's striking to me is that the average number of bidders isn't higher on the unrestricted version, because the GSA originally limited the number of contractors on the contract to 40 in each of the what they're calling the pools, the different segments of the contract. And they will only increase that number if they don't see a high enough level of competition, which they define as between 3 to 5 bids per order. So that's definitely a number to watch on the large business component. If we don't see those numbers increase, we may see GSA start considering allowing additional companies to compete on the contract.
One final thought. You write about the significance of OASIS replacing the Homeland Security Department's own mechanism, the Technical Acquisition and Business Support Services contract. What's the significance of that, do you believe, Brian?
Well, it shows that agencies are probably going to more and more shift work to OASIS rather than use existing contracts at their own agencies or create new contracts. DHS had the choice of doing a whole new recompete for it, what is called a TABS contract, and instead decided, you know, we'd probably end up with a lot of the same companies anyway, and we'd spend 3 years trying to award a new version. Let's just put the work through OASIS. So I think we'll see more and more agencies make that decision as well.
A decision that will make the folks at OFPP very happy, I imagine. Thanks for being on the program again, Brian. It's great to talk to you as always.
Thanks, Francis.